Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
This is Ramsey from Security Plus LLC, the best employee benefits broker. We have been reducing cost on benefits for employers across the U.S. since 1988. We have better benefits for less money. We will shop over 200 carriers and over 600 plan designs to find the best deal for you. We want to put that money back in your pocket. So be on the lookout for a phone call from us because we will be reaching out very soon.
Hello there and welcome back. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is the 13th of March, 2024. Last week, we talked a lot about things that were not awesome. Well, unfortunately, different week with the same message. Well, today we could be beyond belief, ridiculous, could be frustrating, infuriating. I'm going with preposterous as our theme. Let's start with mashing up all of Wednesday's holidays. Fuel up with National Chicken Soup Day, have National Coconut Torte Day for dessert, and wash it down with National Ginger Ale Day or National Riesling Day for you wine lovers. All together in one meal that is definitely not appetizing and preposterous. Why even someone thought the idea of a coconut torte is a good idea is preposterous all by itself. How about National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day? Seriously. That being said, I'm going to try and stuff 20 pounds in a 10-pound bag, or better yet, 20 minutes of content in a 10-minute podcast, which, all of it's preposterous. It won't do the topic justice, but here we go. Let's jump into some news together. My topic, this is an idea of what it looks like from the vantage point of small dairy farmers in our state of Wisconsin. It's rewarding. Farming in general seems to be growing to a similar respect level that our members of the military have. It's a demanding job. It's an essential job. Most people think they could never do it, and half of them are right. In both, fewer people are considering getting into the trade. Looking specifically at dairy farming, in 2025, Wisconsin had 15,100 licensed herds. Lately, we've been losing 300 to 400 per year, and as of January 1st, 2024, the state has 5,661 dairy farms. We've lost well more than half. In those 17 years, 62% of farms have stopped milking, either shifting to cash crops, selling altogether, partially because it's tough, but also because they are slowly being choked out of existence. You may think I'm being dramatic, but really, wrap your head around this. Imagine you're a small business. As part of your business, you're pretty much limited to signing a contract and having only one customer. The prices you get paid are pretty low, and it's a commodity, so you have very little to say about the prices you get. Translation, no say at all. Numbers vary widely across the board, but you can consider your business is going to get about $19 to $20 per unit that you produce. But with costs at about $27 per unit to produce, you're operating at a deficit. Actually, from what farmers tell me, it was about $27 about 5 years ago, and that would be pre-COVID, which means pre-inflation, which means there's no way it's still at $27 per unit to produce. But anyway, on top of that, out of the 20-ish dollars or so that you do get back, 15 cents in Wisconsin gets taken out automatically in what they call a checkoff. That checkoff gets split between a state and a federal organization designed to promote the dairy industry and its products. People in your corner fighting for you, right? Well, to be fair, yes and no. Let's focus on Dairy Management Incorporated, the federal milk organization. I'll call them DMI. They've been working to educate people that the bad science of the food pyramid also included bad science on dairy products in the dairy industry, and they've been successfully pushing for milk to get back into schools for more healthy nutrition for kids. On the other hand, you get things like how the CEO of DMI, when he retired a couple of years ago, was getting about $600,000 in salary and got another $800,000 in his retirement package. On that same note, they've developed guidelines for what they want dairy to look like. It's a great concept, except according to more and more farmers, the picture that they are painting is a disconnect. It's like wanting the movie High School Musical to be what high school actually looks like. It's not realistic. And I can't get down every rabbit hole, but farmers are not in the business of harming their animals. Let's just start there. Partially because they do care, and partially because they don't want to reduce the production and the quality of the product. Stressed cows equal lower quality milk and less volume of milk. You think I'm exaggerating? All right. There are field agents from DMI that have been showing up to smaller dairy farms with laundry lists of things they need to aspire to and considering violations if they're not adhering to that over time. I've heard of farmers getting criticized for things like manure splatters on cows' legs. Now, last I thought to check, cows are pretty comfortable with just letting it drop and letting it flow wherever they stand. So the chance of being in violation of something like that at any given moment is a good bet. And I'm not against standards and expectations for improvements in any industry, but there are expectations and consequences that are an overreach. What kind of overreach? From a consequences standpoint, I've heard of farmers being told by the one customer of their business because of DMI and the mandates or pressure directly from this oversight that in spite of the contract they have, they will stop being a customer and stop picking up that farmer's milk in a matter of 14 days. What recourse does that leave a farmer? Trying to find another customer is highly unlikely in a specialized commodity market like producing milk. I talked to one farmer where his next best option was a couple hundred miles away, and they're not going to travel and send a truck a couple hundred miles or even 100 miles to pick up the milk, having to get charged for that. It would be even further making the deficit bigger between what they're getting paid and what it's going to cost. Farmers that have been milking for 40 years getting a 2-week notice. That is preposterous. My guess is that the customer, the people that are picking up the milk, are getting pressure from their customers, especially if you get massive buyers like Walmart or Costco that have a mindset of not wanting a single supplier to come under scrutiny because it looks bad on them and they get the blowback. So they're going to go along with the standards set by a DMI or people that, from a farmer's perspective, are really acting like they learned everything they know about dairy farming from a textbook. Do not kid yourself. Even currently, a vast majority of dairy farming families have someone working outside the house to carry insurance and bring in other income and cover the operating losses of farming. They deserve better from the people that are supposed to be on their side, and there's nothing they can do about it. People have tried to sue and tried to push back on the mandatory checkoffs and have zero to show for it. Farmers don't even have a say in where the dollars go. To say it's preposterous is the understatement of the century. And you thought your job was stressful. In closing, it's also preposterous that I've had to re-edit and re-record this multiple times and keep cutting it back more and more just to make it to where I'm at now, where we're pushing 10 minutes. It's disappointing, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, and I can't stress it enough. Our dairy farmers in Wisconsin deserve better. In honor of the many trusted dairy farmers. The farmers that just want an opportunity to have a say in their checkoff dollars and have accountability on how they are used and misused. I will leave you with a quote often attributed to Nelson Mandela, who never stopped fighting despite the odds stacked against him. Quote, "It always seems impossible until it's done." Unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.